This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Oh, anyway, it's all part of the song. Now, joining Jason and I this evening is Phil from Vic Bears. Good evening, and welcome back to Well, Well, Well.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, Phil, every year around this time, we have a representative in from Vic Bears on Well, 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 talking about the group Vic Bears and what you get up to, especially your winter event, Southern Hibernation. And we're going to go in and get a bit more information about that later. And every year I ask the same old question, and I try and rephrase it every year. It's not because I'm forgetful, but it's rather our listener may be different, a different person from this time last year. So that question is, what is a bear? And when I say, what is a bear, I mean, what are the characteristics that make up a bear?
Well, I really would love to have a dollar for every time I've been asked that question.
How much would you have?
Oh, probably millions. It's better than Tats Lotto, this question. And it really depends on who you ask. Mm-hmm. The bear movement started in the US about 15 years ago, just as a reaction from the typical gay stereotypes. So it was trying to be things that the mainstream gay community was not. So it was all about being comfortable with having a little bit more weight on you and embracing the more masculine side of male existence. So that meant, you know, maybe some facial hair, maybe some body hair, or maybe a lusting for those things that you don't have. But over the years, it's kind of morphed into just a general down-to-earth masculine attitude and just a desire to get out there and have fun. So there are bears of all shapes, sizes, furries or not. So there are big ones, small ones, fat ones, skinny ones. And almost every shade in between. So almost, there is a bear in almost everyone. It's all a matter of getting out there and being relaxed about who and what you are and having fun with it.
So just because I wasn't able to grow a mustache during Movember doesn't exclude me from being a bear?
Absolutely not.
That's good to hear.
There is a bear in everyone. And it's really surprising the number of people that come along to bear events and then actually discover the inner bear within themselves. Because it's not about what you look like, it's all about having fun with the people that you're with and enjoying the fact that you are who you are. I mean, whether you're furry, whether you're not, whether you're facial haired or not, it's all about relaxing and being down to earth and having a good time and loving who you are for the size and shape and furriness that you are. It's all about loving yourself for being a man and having fun with that.
And there's all different sorts of terms that are used. I've heard the term otter. I've heard the term cub, grizzly, polar bears.
Well, like I said, there is a bear for every shade. And yep. People, as they love to label things, well, bears came up with labels for everything too. So the more, you know, heavy set kind of bear would be called a bear. Someone who's more skinnier and more, you know, standard kind of build, they'd be called, you know, either a cub if they're, you know, younger, or if they're, you know, any kind of age, they could be called an otter if they're sort of, you know, slim and furry. Mm-hmm. If they're like older and sort of have one of those really big bushy beards, they could be called a grizzly. I think there are labels for things like koalas, wolves, which are like older, you know, older otters. You name it, you name the class, you know, the body type and the look, there is a term for it. And it's normally something furry within the animal kingdom. And they all, funnily enough, they all mix, match, and get on very well together. Not much biting involved unless you ask.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm just trying to figure out which category you'd fit under, Tex.
Several years ago, when we had the Rainbow Awards, I was sashed or crowned or awarded Bear of the Year.
Really? The secrets you keep from me are very...
Oh, well, Jason, yes, there are quite a few secrets.
But, like I said, there is a bear within everyone.
So obviously there's a bear in me, and maybe that bear's come out once or twice.
I think I could probably tell some stories, but I think I'll...
We'll hold that up until
the end. Yeah, no, Phil, thanks. Maybe if we run out of time.
Exactly.
Your organisation, Vic Bears. How long has Vic Bears as an organisation been around?
We've been around for about 14 years now, and we've been doing events like Southern Hibernation every year for the last 13 of those years. We've been doing all sorts of range of events with within that lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Hibernation really has been around for as long as Vic Bears has. And we've got another range of events that we do other times throughout the year. But, you know, some of those events sort of are just get out there to have fun, and some of them for, you know, doing more serious things like raising money for the wider gay community.
And we're going to be asking you about the fundraising events later. We need to listen to a short announcement, but we'll be back really soon. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud. Joy 94.9.
If you've just joined us, this is Tex and Jason on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're chatting with Phil from Vic Bears. Now, Phil, you were just mentioning some of the different events that come up throughout the year. Really popular one. I love the way it's written, Grampians, with lots of R's in it. What's Grampians all about?
Well, every year we get together, Melbourne Cup weekend, and we take a whole lot of bears away to the Western Grampians, to our lovely little town called Dunkeld, and we go camping for a weekend. We have this lovely, friendly camping spot, which is run by this lovely straight couple who run this educational retreat. And somewhere around about 40 to 50 guys every year get together and go camping together. And when we say camping, we don't really mean camping. We actually mean bunks, three meals provided a day, plus activities. It's kind of like an all-you-can-eat affair. So it's camping with style, but it's all about, you know, relaxing and chilling if you want to chill, and making the event, you know, what you want it to be. So it's we provide the venue, we provide the food, and you make the rest of it what you want to do.
And I'm sure it's a frolicking good time.
Absolutely. So, it's all about relaxing, and it's all about getting together with your fellow bears and having some good social fun.
And now this happens after winter, is that right?
Yep, it's Melbourne Cup weekend, so it's around November every year. So it's just one of our events. Four times a year we have an underwear party, fondly known as Underbear.
Mm-hmm.
They are proving to be incredibly popular. It must be the music.
Right, it must be the music.
Yeah, well, we had one a few weeks ago, and it's always incredibly popular. So we have those quarterly, and they're at the Laird. What else do we do? Oh, we have a quarterly event at Circuit called a Bear Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a meet, greet, and have some cheap drinks kind of affair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, of course, monthly den nights every month.
Ah, of course, yes.
The fourth Saturday of every month, we all get together at the Laird, and just sort of chill, get together, have some food on the barbecue, and get together and relax and chill as only bears know how.
Now, in June, there's a gathering, if you like, of the bear clan from near and far. What are some of the places that bears come from to be here in Melbourne at this time? Is it just, is it within Victoria or within Australia?
It really is a truly international affair. It started out small, with Victoria, Sydney and Brisbane, but nowadays it really is truly international. We have every state in Australia represented, plus New Zealand, plus there are an increasing number of overseas bears from America and the UK that want to come back to Southern Hibernation. Australia in particular and Melbourne has such a great popularity with the overseas crowd, especially those bears that come visiting during Mardi Gras, that they want to come back and experience a Melbourne winter and join us for Southern Hibernation.
So there's lots of cosy cuddling up, I imagine.
Well, yes. With, you know, if you could cosy cuddling with, you know, 500 or so people, yes.
Now, this event, or actually it's a series of events, as you've alluded to, are called Hibernation, Southern Hibernation. That's not about sleep. So what's Southern Hibernation all about?
Well, it really is a week-long celebration of everything bear. It's a week of events, everything from an opening dance party through to dinners. We have a packed schedule of events. We have everything from a dance party to kick things off on the first Sunday. Then we go off into a regular den night on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't stop there. We go on to Bear Bingo.
Bear Bingo.
Bear Bingo.
I think I just found my inner bear.
Absolutely. You've never seen anything until you've seen lots of bears with stamps and someone rolling a ball and calling out legs 11. It's truly hilarious. And strip bingo is just a hoot. If you've ever seen anything, it's like you have to experience it to believe it. Absolutely. It's a must experience event.
Now, can I just stop you there? Did you say strip bingo?
Haven't you ever experienced strip bingo before?
Okay, we need to back this up and get a full explanation of what strip bingo is all about.
Well.
I'm sure it's fairly obvious, but...
Absolutely. You pick a number.
Yeah.
And, well, more importantly, I get to sort of roll the balls and I get to pick the number.
Right,
and yes. For those people that have that number, they have to take off an article of clothing.
Right.
Now, you can kind of imagine where this goes fairly quickly.
Yes, I can.
All within the bounds of good taste, I must assure you.
Always in good taste.
But it does sort of, you know, take bingo, you know, somewhere entertaining.
Yeah, indeed.
Not for grannies anymore.
No.
Absolutely not. But, the fun doesn't stop there. The Wednesday is usually about the time that most of the interstate guests are in town. So Wednesday kicks off with a full-on underbear party for around about 250.
Good Lord.
The laird is fairly well packed to the walls at that point. Then we go on more of a relaxing stage for the next day. We have a welcome dinner. Then we sort of just have a general bar night at the laird after that. But Friday, being Friday and the start of the weekend, things start to heat up, you know, well and truly. We have our infamous new event, Meat Rack, at Circuit, which is where people get to, you know, come in the door, meet the contestants for the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest, mm-hmm. and meet, greet, and really get down and have some fun. Then Friday night tends to kick on fairly late, so we let to have people, you know, relax and chill for a morning, mm-hmm. while the contestants for the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest go through their rigorous judging period. Then we on Saturday afternoon we go off onto the bay for a fabulous river cruise. Fully catered with lots of alcohol.
Right.
Then, you know, there is small time for a nap. Then the fun kicks off well and truly with the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest at the Laird. And that is to, it does several things, the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest. It raises money for charity. This year we're raising money for the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard.
Ah, right. Yes,
but,
I was going to get on to that.
Yep. The winner of the contest... gets the opportunity to represent Australian beardom in one of the bear contests in the United States.
Now, you said Mr. Australasia. So, is this open to the guys who come over from New Zealand?
Absolutely. Our last few years' winners have come from Auckland. So, it's up to Australia and up to Melbourne to try and wrest the title back from them.
Right.
But the fun doesn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
We have another full day's worth of events to go.
This is now on the Sunday.
On the Sunday, we have a picnic, mm-hmm. Out at Yarra Bend Park. And then we have a final farewell, I wouldn't say beer bus, because you can't have those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a farewell party we like to call... what do we like to call it? Well, we like to have a farewell party at the Peel.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is the infamous party at the Peel.
The infamous party at the Peel. Look, it is an annual event and it is not to be missed. We have we pack the Peel out for that one final Sunday night, and it's so much fun. You know, people have had such a fabulous week, and there are those people that don't come to any other event. Just the Sunday evening. Okay. It is that kind of...
Are we allowed to say why it's so infamous?
Well, it's kind of like an impromptu dance party on an afternoon. Put it that way.
Okay.
And a little bit more than just a dance party. People have lots of fun. They get here, there and everywhere.
Well, you know, it's got called Roundup for Nothing.
Indeed. Now, Phil, you said that this year you're raising money for Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. How do you decide which charitable organisation is going to be the organisation that you'll raise funds for?
Well, we have a big conversation every year about who we've raised money for before and who within the Melbourne gay community is actually in need of money. last year we raised money for regional Victoria, mm-hmm. and this year we thought we'd sort of bring it closer to home. And the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard actually run out of their federal funding as of the 30th of June, so us raising money for them has come at a perfect time.
It's really important because, as we've been saying on Well for the last couple of months, the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, which is based here in Melbourne, has expanded and are now covering all of Tasmania. Mm, so,
absolutely.
I'd imagine they're going to need every dollar they can get.
And it's, you know, it's wonderful to be able to raise money for such a needy cause and see the you know, the money that we raise from just purely having fun going to such a worthwhile you know, organisation.
Mm. Now, Phil, there are lots of people listening. Say I'm someone listening at the moment who thinks, oh, look, I might have what it takes to be a bear or to release the inner bear, as you said. How do they find out about Vic Bears? What is it that you provide to give some information? Like, is there a phone number? Is there a website?
Well, yep, there is all the information that people need is on the Vic Bears website, which is just vicbears.org.au.
And that's VICBEARS, Vic Bears, all one word, .org.
Yep, .org.au. Mm-hmm. And information specific to Southern Hibernation can be found at southernhibernation.com.
Now, it's really important to spell that out. It's high, as in H-I, bear, B-E-A-R, nation. So, Southern High Bear Nation. Now, is that all one word, Southern
all
High
one
Bear
word.
Nation? Good-o. So, you've got den nights, which happen at the Laird Hotel on a regular occurrence. So, if someone wants to find out, they can find out when the latest or when the next bear den night will be from the website.
Yep. All our calendar of events is available on the website. Our regular den nights are the fourth Saturday of every month. So, we've got one coming up this very weekend, in fact.
Okay. And that's at the Laird Hotel, 149 Gipps Street here in Melbourne, or actually in Abbotsford. Now, what about the friendliness of bears? Someone's a bit uncertain, you know, they just want to rock along and think, oh, you know, how do I get involved with this bunch of guys? Are they going to be welcome with open arms?
Everyone, absolutely everyone is welcome. Bears are well known for their friendliness. Mm-hmm. We have an amazing reputation amongst the wider gay community for being very friendly, very down-to-earth and very easy to come and talk to. So, please come along to any of our events, and we normally have a registration desk or a committee desk set up at these events. So if you're new, come along and come and see the people with the t-shirts and the badges, and we'll say hello and introduce you around to a few new people.
Now, Phil, there's a question I want to ask. Do you have a favourite must-go-to event? Or now, you're the president, aren't
you? I am indeed.
Now, does that mean president has to go to everything? Or is there is an event that is on your calendar as a must-do as part of Southern Hibernation?
Well, I kind of have to go to everything. I'm kind of the public face of it all. But if I had to pick one specific must-do event, mm-hmm. It would probably be Roundup. Just simply for the atmosphere is like totally like nothing else. It's kind of like a mini Mardi Gras in an afternoon.
Goodness. A mini Mardi Gras. Goodness.
And people have at that stage, you know, just like Mardi Gras, have had such a wonderful time meeting new people and getting reacquainted with old ones. That it's just an amazing atmosphere. We have the Peel all to ourselves for the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So you can just picture, you know, 300 of, you know, your best friends, and lots of really camp, fabulous music, and just the desire to get in there and have one last party before it all comes to a close. And everyone has such a fantastic time.
And when Southern Hibernation ends, then do people just disperse back across the state and then suddenly all go clump in a heap?
It's kind of like that. People do party fairly hard during Southern Hibernation. And like I said, it really is like mini Mardi Gras in a week.
Phil, just that website address again for Vic Bears.
It's vicbears, vicbears.org.au or southernhibernation.com.
And when does Southern Hibernation kick off?
June 14 through to June 21.
That's fantastic.
Better get on that website now and start planning out your a week and a bit of parties.
And of course, there are tickets that people can find out about the website for all of the events, and there are tickets for specific events.
All of the event tickets plus registration passes for all the events are all available from the website. Individual tickets will be available at Dungeon Warehouse and Out Video.
Fantastic. Phil, it's been great to having you in tonight to find out all about Vic Bears once again. We look forward to chatting to you in the future, but can I just say have a great Southern hibernation.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. You're listening to Well, Well, Well with Jason and Tex on Joy 94.9.
The Melbourne Sexual Health Centres are now running specialised sexual health checkup clinics specifically for men who have sex with men. To make an appointment at the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre, free call 1800 032 017 or visit mshc.org.au for more information.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Jason and Tex. And that was Sing by Annie Lennox and Friends. And some of those friends are people like Bonnie Raitt, Celine Dion, a good Canadian singer. That's right, isn't it? She is Canadian. Mm-hmm.
She is indeed. And well, many people say that it's one of the many things that Canada has to answer to.
Indeed. Oh, well, K.D. Lang. Yes. Madonna, the Sugar Babes. There's a whole heap of people on that. And it's
the Sugar Babes?
Yeah.
Really?
Indeed. Mm. They're there somewhere in the background.
Impressive.
I read it in the notes, so you can't argue with that. You're arguing with Annie if you are. Jason, you're back from a trip overseas. Now, you went on holiday and you went to a conference.
I did indeed.
And this was in Vietnam.
Yeah, so I was originally going to be going to attend and present at a conference in Hanoi, the Vietnamese capital. And the conference was the International Association for the Study of Sexuality, Culture, and Society. So looking at broad range of kind of gender issues, sexuality issues, and how they all kind of mingle into cultural and societal norms. And I was presenting on a campaign that we've been running at the Victorian AIDS Council, and we've talked about quite a bit on the show, which has mainly been the protection campaign, which features the sexually explicit images. And I was kind of talking more, not so much about the actual implementation of the campaign, but talking about some of the stuff that's come out from the community and also from the media about, you know, the fact that we implemented such a sexually explicit campaign and some of the themes that came out from the community responses, both for and against the approach that we took, which was quite interesting when you put it all together and had a look at, see some of the themes, particularly looking at some of it was kind of coming from a bit of a neoconservative background, kind of saying, you know, what will people think? Why do people need to know what we do behind closed doors? Which is interesting because when you think of in the past, the gay movement has been about freedom to have to enjoy the sexuality that we have, regardless of who we have sex with,
and to open those cupboard doors, those closet doors.
Yeah, so it was quite interesting to have that that discussion with delegates from around the world who worked in mainly academic settings doing research into kind of those particular issues. So that was quite interesting, but of course that wasn't the only thing that happened during the conference.
No, but I wanted to ask you, what was the reaction of people? Now, I imagine you showed images from the campaign.
We did indeed.
Did that get shocked gasps, or was it more of a just acceptance of this is yet another?
No, it was... Like, I mean, sometimes when we show those images at conferences, we do get a bit of a gasp, but... No, listen, it was fairly well received. No really big surprises, I don't think. And we received a few questions at the end from the audience, and both of them started off by, "We love this, you know. It'd be great if we could do this where we come from." But
and where were the people from you know, what sort of regions in the world were they saying, look, this is just, we couldn't do this?
There was one of the delegates that spoke to us about the conference was, about the campaign, sorry, was from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But we also received some feedback after the presentation from a delegate from Shanghai, from a school of public health, who said that it was fantastic. And he really was quite impressed by the way that the idea of fantasy and safety were brought together in the imagery that we used. So that was quite positive feedback. And yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but you also, you went to Vietnam for a short holiday before the conference.
I did. I figured it was my first time in the country that I might as well make a trip out of it. So Gary and I flew into Ho Chi Minh, the old Saigon, and made our way up along the coast over about a week and a half.
Oh, fantastic. And that was good?
It was beautiful. Saigon was absolutely crazy when we first got there. But by the time we left, you warm up to it. It's got a charm to it that I have to say I didn't necessarily see entirely in Hanoi, but maybe I needed more time there. But it was interesting because Hanoi, as I said, is the capital, and Vietnam as a communist country, having that kind of government potentially control more so in the capital versus down in Saigon, and seeing how that plays out with regards to just kind of life in the city.
Now, we need to go to have another song pretty soon.
I wanted to keep on talking about Vietnam.
I'm sure that we'll be able to talk about Vietnam over the coming weeks, because I'm sure there's going to be some snippets from the conference which are going to be important. But for people who want to know about the campaign that you were talking about when you were there, the website is protection.org.au. That's protection.org.au. Right now, you're listening to Well, Well, Well with Jason and Tex on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Tex and Jason. And that was Come On Up in Glory by the Staple Singers. And it was especially for Glenda, David and Colin. And it's coincidental that Glenda has just sent in a message. Glenda was very impressed with the Annie Lennox song featuring the Pussycat Dolls. And of course Glenda is a cat, so that's probably why Pussycat Dolls struck a chord. But good on you, Glenda. Hope you enjoyed that little gospel number.
And we've also received a few other messages as well. Yep. We received a message from the lovely Ian, who said that he, too, is discovering his inner bear.
Oh, good. Good on you, Ian. That's fantastic.
But listen, we've got more things to talk about as well. Always a full show.
Yeah.
And now it's time to go through some things that are happening around the community.
Yes, indeed.
And the first of those is the Phoenix Group, which is a workshop where you can find the answers and get support. It's an opportunity for gay and bisexual men who have recently been diagnosed HIV positive in the past 2 years or so to learn more about living with HIV. They can meet other recently diagnosed men and share their experiences in a safe and supportive environment. The next Phoenix workshop will be on this weekend, Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and Sunday the 26th. If you're interested, give Vic at PLWHA Victoria a call tomorrow on 9865-6772. Again, that's Vic at 9865-6772.
And Jason, there's a great event coming up next week. It's actually happening on next Friday and... Oh, actually, next Thursday and next Friday. And it's called Green Light Eat Right. And this is Nutrition Australia. In fact, the Victorian Division of Nutrition Australia, they're inviting everybody, that's you, me, and everybody, to view the launch of Green Light Eat Right. And it's happening at QV Urban Market. Of course, that's the old Queen Victoria site, now called QV. And it's in the Melbourne CBD. It's on next Thursday, the 30th of April, and Friday, the 1st of May. And of course, QV is on the corner of Swanson and Lonsdale Streets. And they're inviting you to come along and see the program in action anytime between 11:30 in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon. And things to see include roving entertainment. They're going to have taste testing. That's always a good one. I love a good old taste test. They're going to have a super draw. They've got point-of-sale labelling for menu items, so this is for everyone. There'll be brochures and posters, show bags, always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I really love, hanging mobiles. As opposed to mobiles which are flat on the ground, these are going to be hanging mobiles. It's a free event, so there's no RSVP necessary. If you want to find out more, there's a telephone number you can ring. It's 1300 22 52 88. That's 1300 22 52 88. And that's for the Green Light Eat Right program happening at QV in the QV Urban Market in the Melbourne CBD next Thursday the 30th and Friday the 1st of May.
Now, another way to kind of get yourself into a bit of a healthier lifestyle is through the QUIT program at the PLWHA Victoria. And they essentially offer a free course to help you quit smoking. And this is for anyone living with HIV. And it's either in a one-on-one or in a group setting. And it's facilitated by qualified educators. If you want more information, call PLWHA Victoria on 9865-6772.
Indeed. And something else. The Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus are presenting their first concert for 2009. And it's happening up in my neck of the woods, Jason.
Oh, dear.
Up at the Darabin Arts and Entertainment Centre in Preston. It features songs from the Beatles and it's called Love Is All You Need. And I suppose that really says it all. Love Is All You Need. There are two concerts and they're both on Saturday the 16th of May. One's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and the other one's at 8 o'clock at night. So that's the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus presenting Love Is All You Need, the songs of the Beatles, at the Darabin Arts and Entertainment Centre in Preston. And for tickets information, you can call 0409 465 903. That's 0409 465 903.
And Gay and Lesbian Switchboard was something that we talked about earlier on in the show, as they are the charity being supported by Southern Hibernation this year. And as we mentioned, they have now extended their services to the Tasmanian queer community. After almost 20 years of service to the Victorian queer communities, they are now offering their services to those lovely folks south of the Bass Strait. The Melbourne Metro number is 9663-2939, and for regional Victoria and Tasmania, it's 1-800-184-527. Again, that's 9663-2939 in the Melbourne Metro area, or in regional Victoria and in Tasmania, it's 1-800-184-527. And again, they are open 365 days a year.
Right. Good eye.
20 days a year.
Now, of course, this Saturday is Anzac Day, and that's the day we celebrate and commemorate, the landing at Gallipoli, but also all Australians who have fought and have struggled for the liberation that we enjoy today. And on Anzac Day, you can join the Cubs of Melbourne's Bear podcast, The Cubby House, for a debate on the hilarious Epicurean... I knew I'd get that wrong. Proportions... Can you pronounce it?
Epicurean.
Thank you. And the title is Sex Better Than Food? fabulous gossip guru Adam Richard is up against Mr. Funny Bear himself, Dean Akuri, with local Cubs and Bears all fussing for your love. Now, that's happening at 7 p.m. at the Laird Hotel. The Laird Hotel, 149 Gipp Street in Abbotsford, and that's on Anzac Day, this Saturday, the 25th of April. Now, why are you pouting?
I can't go, but it sounds like fun.
If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, thecubbyhouse.net.au. So that's The Cubby House, all one word, C-U-B-B-Y, thecubbyhouse.net.au. You want to go? Where are you going Saturday?
I've got a 30th birthday party to go to for my friend Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening on Saturday.
Oh, Lauren.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, it's an early happy birthday for Lauren.
Yes,
yeah, early. How old is she going to be?
Dirty 30.
30? Mm-hmm. Dirty 30? Lauren, God, you would never have thought of it, would you? Well, there you go.
TYG.
The Victoria Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers are available to assist gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning victims of crime. So if you're part of the community and you're a bit apprehensive about contacting the police, the Victoria Police and Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers are there for you. You can contact Senior Sergeant Scott Davis on 0409 534 154 0409 534 154, or you can Google Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers or just Victoria Police and go to the Victoria Police website and you can click through in links to get through the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. And having had experience with them this year, I can guarantee you that they are fantastic people to talk to. They really take the time to listen and they offer some really sensible solutions. What else, Jason?
Well, there's always the HIV Connect.
Oh, yes, we love the Connect line. Yeah.
Something that's a great service out there for anyone that's got a burning question.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, if you've got any HIV or sexual health related question, you can give the HIV and Sexual Health Connect line a call anytime between Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on 1-800-038-125 for information, support, or referrals. And they've also got a website, which I can't remember. I think it's connectline.com.au.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Then again, if you just Google Connect, Connect and maybe Connect and HIV, and that will give you the results. But Jason, a couple of weeks ago, Kylie and I had a good old chat about the Also Fabulous Opportunity Shop. And that's the opportunity shop, which is run by the Also Foundation, which returns its profits to the gay and lesbian community. But at the moment, they're actually looking for volunteers. So if you have an eye for a bargain, or maybe you have a flair for fashion, you'd like to work in retail in the cosmopolitan heart of Melbourne, and yep, that's right, Smith Street in Fitzroy. If you've answered yes to these questions, you could be just the person that also needs to volunteer at the Also Fabulous Op Shop. Now, it's located at 259 Smith Street in Fitzroy. They're looking for you if you can volunteer for a day, for a part of a day, or whatever. If you'd like more information, you can contact Claude at the Also Fabulous Op Shop on 9419 2696. That's 9419 2696. And I went past there just yesterday, actually, with Kylie, and had a look in a bit of a geek in the window. We were in a bit of a hurry, but gosh, they had some fantastic things.
And you didn't walk away with a lovely little purchase.
No, we were in the car and we were zooming past. So, unfortunately, we didn't get to stop and see.
Just imagine the trinkets you could have got there.
Oh, look, they had some fantastic stuff, Jason. They really did. Very me.
Any little Buddhas?
No, there were no Buddhas.
Mm.
But, yes, thank you. I must thank you publicly on air, Jason, for the lovely Buddha you brought me back from Vietnam.
You're very welcome, Tex.
Gorgeous.
And really, you've got a Buddha with you every time we do the show together.
That's right. Yes, because what did the woman say to you?
As we were taking photos in Hai Van Pass up in the mountains, a woman came up to me and rubbed my belly and said, "Lucky Buddha." And then tried to sell me bracelets for about $12 Australian. But
right. Yeah,
exactly. And I was like, "Lucky Buddha."
Yes, well, if I could reach over, I'd give your little tummy a rub.
But listen, I think we've got to get...
Oh, come on. It's not the end of the show already.
It is. We've got to get out of here because Liz is pounding on the door, getting ready to do the Fruit and Nut Show.
Oh, that's the dreadful Liz who has the threesome each week. Who she's having the threesome with this week?
Elton John.
Oh, that's going to get the phones buzzing.
Mm.
Lots of people will be requesting lots of Elton John shows.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.